thegoodsuccess.com.
Father, we thank you for another time in your presence. We give you praise for what you did in our midst last week, how you showed us the power of planning, that you are God, you are the God who makes plan. You even have a plan for us, plan of good and not of evil, to give us a hope and a future. And Father, we've come again today to learn at your feet. Let no one return back the same way. Let these seven areas of life never remain the same again. And Father, we don't just want to be the hearers alone. We want to be able to plan our lives and maximize every moment that you bring our way. Let it be so, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Today, the topic remains how to plan seven most important areas of life for good success. Last week, we were able to see the topic unveiling hidden benefits of planning for good success. And we were able to see that some of the benefits are enhanced focus, clearer vision, foresight from hindsight, high productivity, efficiency, and effectiveness. Please listen to that episode and you won't remain the same again. Praise God. So today, we want to look at those seven areas of life that if you don't plan them, life could end up miserable. They are parts of life that we can't really do anything about than to live and to see every day of our lives as children of God. We are going to look at two major scriptures as we start. Number one, Luke 14:28. It says, "For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?" And Proverbs 24:27 says, "Prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward build your house." What is good success? Today, like I said, we are going to define what good success is. Success is an expected outcome from an event. However, success could be a good one or bad one. Success is good when the three most important people in your life are happy. There are three people in our lives that must be happy before we can say success is good. If those three people are not happy, then that success could actually be a bad one. Who are these three people? Number one is God, God himself. He must be happy about what we are doing. What we are doing must be bringing joy to God. And number two, other people. What you are doing must not bring pain to anyone. And number three, yourself. You must have some pleasure, some happiness, some joy from that event. That is what makes it good success. If it makes you cry, if it makes you unhappy, and it brings misery to your life, then that success is no longer good. For success to be good, God must be pleased, man must enjoy some benefits, and you also must be happy. So in essence, good success is an expected outcome from an event or activity that honors God, makes you happy, but does not bring pain to someone else. I'll go through that again. Good success is an expected positive outcome from an event or activity that honors God and makes you happy, but does not bring pain to someone else. For example, an armed robber has an event that he planned. He went to kill someone just to make some money. Now he's happy, God is sad, and other people are sad. So that's not good success. It is success because he went successfully and came back successfully. He went to rob a bank successfully and came back successfully. But he had a bad success. God frowns at it, people frown at it. So you must be sure that both God and man are happy. Make sure you don't bring pain to them. Don't bring pain to people and make sure God is happy about it. Praise God. So what are these areas of life? I will run through them. I'll mention all of them. Then we'll run through them one by one. Number one, your spiritual life. That is number one. Number two, relationships. Number three, work and growth. Number four, finance. Number five, rest, recreation, and celebrations. And number six, eating. Number seven, exercise. These are the seven areas of life that needs to be planned for you to have good success. If one is missing, it may affect the other ones. If your spiritual life is sound and your finance is low, people are not going to be happy about you. Your family will be hating you. People will make decisions without you and it will pain you. Your family will be in disarray and that will not be the portion of anyone here in Jesus' name. Your relationships also matters a lot. If marriage is failing, work is most likely going to fail because you're not going to concentrate. If your friendships are failing, you may miss several opportunities in life. If you're not growing at work, then there are issues. I mentioned finance also. If you are growing in finance and your spiritual life is going down, then that is no longer good success. The person is just growing in the things of this world and losing the things of heaven. Then rest. If you are not resting, no recreation, health is going to fail. And if health fails, nothing else matters. Eating, exercise. So we're going to take them one by one. Number one is the spiritual life. Our spiritual lives are very, very important. Prayer life not scheduled is doomed to fail. If you don't schedule your prayer life, it is definitely doomed to fail. You're going to tell yourself, oh, I'm going to pray 2 hours, when you don't even know if you have 2 hours to pray in the day or not. The prayer life not scheduled is definitely doomed to fail. Plan it, time it, and maximize it. If you're going to pray for 1 hour, you need to know that you want to pray for 1 hour and be sure that you can actually pray for 1 hour at that moment, because you may just end up deceiving yourself. You need to plan it. If you think, oh, I'll wake up in the morning and pray, and you didn't plan that, you're going to sleep late. You're sleeping by 3 and you plan to pray by 6. Most likely, you're not going to wake up to pray at that time. So you must plan your prayer time. And as much as possible, make it consistent. Then you time it. You need to know if you are going to pray for 1 hour or 2 hours. Then you maximize that time. So what are the specific areas to plan in your spiritual life? Number one, church activities. You need to plan your church commitment as much as possible. I know many of us may never have heard this or have thought about this, but we need to plan our church commitments. You can't say you want to be an effective person in the church and you are in like 5, I don't know what they may call it in your church, maybe 5 subgroups. You are in the choir, you are in the sanctuary keeping, you are an usher, at the same time you are the pastor, at the same time you are setting up instruments. How are you going to be effective in these kind of things? It's almost impossible. So you need to plan it. Okay, I'm going to be in one unit and I'm going to do it effectively, serving God effectively in that unit. So that's a plan. They may tell you, join several ones. You say, no, I want to join these 2 because I know I'll be effective in these 2. Or I will join just 1 because of my work schedule and I'll be very effective in it. So you need to plan. You need to know what you can actually commit. Of course, as you are planning it, you are making sure God comes first in your life. Not that you are so busy in business and you have no time for God. Of course, no. So 1B under spiritual life is your personal relationship with God. I mentioned that earlier. Your Bible reading and your prayer life. If you don't plan it, you won't do it. I'm talking from experience. If there's no plan to pray at a particular time of the day, you will most likely not pray throughout that day. Maybe if you're a student, you have all the time in the world. But when you get back to real life, when you have a family, you have family responsibilities in life, social responsibilities, then you will know that you need to plan life. You need to plan your personal relationship. When am I going to be praying? Is it at night? Yes, I know many people say, oh, when you wake up in the morning, pray. Yes. Maybe your own is 5 minutes in the morning and 1 hour at night or 2 hours at night. Someone else may be 1 hour in the morning, 5 minutes at night. Because you know that when you come back from work, you are so tired, you can't do anything else. So you need to plan it and know your schedule and prayerfully choose those times. So prayer reading and prayer time needs to be planned. Number 2, relationships. Life is made up of relationships and we cannot separate ourselves from relationships. If you are to choose, many of us will not choose the country we are born in. Many people may not want to choose that. But you are already born there. So you have relationships there. Many people may not want to choose the parents that give birth to them. But they are already here. There's nothing you can do about it. You have to love them. You have to honor them. So we need to plan relationships. What do I mean by plan relationships? If you don't plan when to call your parents, you may never call them. and it has happened to me several times. If you don't plan, you just see that a whole week may go totally without talking to your parents. And I'm sure God is not happy about that. So COVID-19 taught the world that lesson enough. Thank God for technology. If not, many people will have died of depression. If not that we could connect with people through technology, to social media and all that. So through COVID-19, we all learned that those people you don't even greet on the streets, you began to value them because you don't see them anymore like you used to see them. Everybody was just indoors. So we know that relationship is life. Without relationship, there is actually no life. So what are the aspects of relationship that needs to be planned? Number one, marriage. The Bible says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. If you don't plan marriage, you may end up there being frustrated. Someone will say, oh, I'm still young, I can live my life. No, you need to plan it right now. And somebody will say, I'm already married, what do I need to plan? You still need to plan. You need to plan the time for your family. You need to plan the time to talk, the time to fellowship with your family. These things, if you don't plan them, you just see they don't happen. So they need to be planned. It's also time of the day I'm going to spend this time with my family. If there's no plan like that, you will see that 24 hours will go, you won't even have 5 minutes of talk with anyone in your family. So we need to plan all this. And I'm sure this is talking to all of us. Wherever you are in life, no matter how you may be in a marriage, maybe in that marriage you are the offspring or you are the parent, you still need to plan. Number two, working relationship. We all have maybe jobs or businesses where people work for you, you work for somebody. You need to know that there are relationships there and they are important. In fact, if you have the wrong relationship at work, you may never get a promotion and you can be fired. Why is it that out of 5 people in the same office, they want to downsize and they chose 3 people and refused to choose other people? Relationships, most times, if you are the one who always argues with your boss, who always find faults, who always find reasons that something is not working and always complains, you may just end up being the one that is fired at the end of the day. But imagine if you have the right relationships, you know how to honor your boss, know how to honor people you work with. When they are making your decision and you are not there, they're going to tell you, no, not that one, please, leave him, take someone else. And that's our lives. You need to plan working relationship. And friendships, life is all about friendships. Many of us may not have too many friends, and some people are very good at friendships. But what I'm saying is, these friendships will also have an impact in one area of our lives or the other. In fact, they can interrupt us. They can interrupt our plans. And we need to have that in mind. For example, you're planning to go somewhere and your friend just called, my car broke down somewhere, can you come and help? You can't say, oh, I'm so busy. If you can afford to do it, you will want to go and help your friend. So these are things that we must have in mind when planning every day. These things will come. Even neighbors and acquaintances. Somehow, neighbors will just creep into our time and there is nothing you can do about it. You need to also have them in mind. What kind of relationship do we plan? Growth. Work and growth. That's number three. How do we plan this? Proverbs 22:29 tells us that, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings, he will not stand before ordinary men. So we need to understand that growth needs to be planned. If you don't plan it, it's not going to happen, especially when you are becoming busier and busier with life. You can be at a work, you know, at a job, and for the next 10 years, you have no trainings whatsoever, except the job, maybe training on the job. I'm talking about personal trainings now, that you go for the extra trainings. If you don't plan it, the next 20 years, you may just be at the same spot. So these things need to be planned, and many of them, you need to do them as quick as possible, especially if you just join that job. You need to know what kind of trainings are needed for promotion in this job and plan. Okay, in the next 2 years, I'll have enough money to go for this training and have the certification. These are the things to be planned. Conferences, okay, what are the conferences to attend? What are the requirements for attending these conferences? What are the things I need to do? Do I need to write an application in my place of work that I need to go for this training or that conference? These are the things that we must plan. Then number four, finance. Finance is an aspect of life that can crumble every other thing. It can scatter relationship. It can even scatter your spiritual life. It can scatter work and growth. The Bible says money answers all things. The way I interpret that is this: money is a servant to all things, meaning that almost everything you want to do in life, money is the servant you send on errand. That's how I interpret that scripture. Money answers all things. Even spiritual life, you want to go to church. Many of us have to take transportation to go to church. If you don't have money, there's no way you go. Okay, you want to make calls to first timers and new converts, and you don't have call credit. It has happened to me before that I was just wishing that, why won't I have money to just make calls to unbelievers? I mean, or to new converts, or to invite someone to church. So if you don't have money, even your spiritual life is at stake. Unlike what some people think that, oh, poverty is piety. It's nothing that could be further from the truth. So we need to know that our finances need to be planned. And there are two major ways, or let's say three major ways, by which we receive income. Number one, through a job. You're working for someone. That's an avenue for receiving income. You have a business where you employ people or you are providing services. That's an avenue for income. And you can trade your talents. That's also an avenue for income. Maybe you could sing very well. You could just release an album that sells a million copies and you become a bestseller. Or you write a book, or you are a footballer. You are very good in athletics. Those are ways where income could come. So how do we plan our finance? You must know exactly what brings income to you. Job, skill and education allow you to get a job. If you have enough skill and education, certifications and all that, you can almost predict that you will get a good job. Almost. You know that the situation in our country is a different one. But you can almost predict that you get a job. You may not get the job you want, but it will afford you to get a job. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:29, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. So if you are skilled, it's an avenue to get extra income. Then talents. The Bible tells us in Matthew 25:14-28 about the parable of the talents. They were given gifts. All of us have gifts in one area or the other. If you trade it very well, you can be sure of getting returns in it. So what are specific areas of finance that need to be planned? Number one, savings. Savings. You need to plan your savings. You need to know how much you need per time. You need to know how much can go into savings. Joseph in the Bible showed us a very good example of how savings should be planned. He said they should be saving, I think, about 25% of what they are making per year. And they were saving it. And it saved them, you know, from the stress to come, from the famine to come. So we need to plan our savings. You need to have a percentage that must not be touched. And no matter what, I'm saving this for the future, for retirement, for the events of life. So savings are very important. Number 4B, investments. You need to know how to invest. Investing in stocks, investing in businesses, investing in different things, gold or whatever. You need to learn what works for you and invest. So these are the things to be planned. If you don't plan them, you just see that 10 years gone and you are still wishing that you are going to invest. Then number 4C, giving. You need to plan your giving. The Bible says in Psalm 112 that the righteous spends his money with discretion. Who are the people to give to? The poor. You must know an aspect of your money that goes to the poor part time. How much of my income goes to the poor, you need to know that. Social causes. For example, where we are here in Nigeria, you may just be in an association that you must contribute, whether you like it or not. In your village, there are things that they will just tell you, okay, we are contributing so amount, and you must do it as a child of God. You can't be the one who lags behind. They want to build something in your village. They want to repair the road, and you just say, okay, we want to do this as a community. You need to contribute. Praise God. Then 4D, honor. You need to plan honor. That's still under finance now. These are the things that your money will go into. What are we planning honor? Spiritually, you need to honor people that labor in your life spiritually. They need to be honored financially too. Then parents, you need to honor your parents financially. You need to plan all these things. That okay, so percentage of my income goes to my parents monthly. If you feel that percentage is small, save it monthly, then maybe after 3 months, you can send it to them as bulk. So these are the things to plan under finance. And number 5, rest, recreation, and celebrations. For rest, consistency is a major rule that experts say is important in rest. We even have a medical expert here today. Consistency. You must know when you sleep every day. 2020, during COVID, I had so much work. I was sometimes sleeping by 6 and waking up by probably 7 o'clock in the morning. Then later, I talked to myself that if I continue like this, I may not like the result. So I planned. I said, no matter what, I'm sleeping by so time at night. Then no matter how busy I am, maybe by 1 a.m., I must go and sleep. And it's been working so much. And guess what? I still achieve almost the same thing I used to achieve. So we must just know that rest is God's plan. God planned that we should rest on the seventh day, and he commanded us to do so. Of course, we are not saying we should start enforcing the law of the Sabbath, but we are just saying that you must have a planned rest, just like God instructed. On the seventh day, God rested, and he said, honor that. That means God is saying, honor your time of rest. You must rest. Then recreation. Recreation is not a sin. It is also good to go for some sightseeing, and it's part of exposure that brings inspiration. You can just say, okay, let's go to the beach. It's not a sin. Just go and see. Go to some very specific places where you can enjoy yourself with your family. It's good, and it will refresh you. What are the other things to plan? You plan celebrations, birthdays, anniversaries. They are good events that let us reflect on how good God has been to us. If you don't plan these things, they will come and go like that, normally without any impact. So you need to plan them. Rest, recreation, and celebrations. And what will this do to you? It will give you physical rest. You know, when you sleep and you wake up, you are refreshed. And from personal experience, I know that when I sleep well and wake up well, I can pray better. That's what I've seen. Mental rest. Your brain rests and you are able to think and plan better. Someone has said that you make worse decisions when you are tired. Have you known that? You can spend the way you don't want to spend because you are tired. You can buy the things you don't want to buy because you are tired. Also, spiritual rest. You need to have some time to fellowship with God. Every time you pray, you are actually entering into that rest. Then number 6, eating. Matthew 4:4 says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from God. Thank God the Bible does not say man shall not eat. It says man shall not live by bread alone, meaning that you must eat bread. Jesus himself ate food when he was here. He also fasted. So by this, he showed us an example. So it doesn't matter if you're a prophet or an apostle. If you continuously eat unhealthy foods, you will soon see the results. I've seen it from men of God that talked about it. Their health totally failed. One person shared it recently. He was drinking Coke or soda, whatever they call it where you are. He was drinking like 2 liters after every meal. You can imagine what he drinks to himself every day. Eventually, he became so big and had diabetes, and he was almost dying. And he reversed it by eating healthy every day. So it may be the time to divorce your long marriage with sugar. I know many of us are married to sugar. So you may want to start cutting that down or even kill it totally. Sugar. So the Bible gave the children of Israel guidelines for healthy eating. It tells us don't eat this kind of meat. Don't eat this kind of food. And if you check it very well, these things are very good. It tells us eat fruits. You know, what I found out is moderacy is what is needed. As much as food is good, if you eat too much of it, you will still end up in trouble. As much as meat is good, if you eat too much, you'll be in trouble. Eat in moderacy and get good expert advice. So, what do you plan? Eating habits. Plan what you're going to eat. Have a timetable for your feeding and your food. Plan fasting. As a child of God, you don't just want to fast 31 days or 30 days in 31 days of a month or 29 days out of 30 days. If someone continues like that, he will soon end up dead. So you need to plan your fasting. When am I fasting? Okay, once a week or twice a week or even thrice a week. Whatever you plan, but just know it's a plan. And of course, you are drinking water, eating healthy, fasting healthy, and living healthy. Praise God. And lastly, exercise. God help me in this one. The kind of life we have in the 21st century makes us more sedentary in life. So if you don't plan it, you just end up without living healthy and exercising. 1 Timothy 4:8 tells us that bodily exercise profits a little. That little is good enough. The Bible says you add a little exercise to life, to early living and to other things. Jesus walked from place to place. Every child of God has been instructed to go about, you know, to go to all nations preaching the gospel. If you obey that enough, you will see that you're exercising per day. I've been going out on evangelism at least about twice a week, two to three times a week. And I found out that I started walking several kilometers all those times. So it's helped me. If you are preaching the gospel, especially in this area where we are, you will keep walking up and down. And you see that you have exercised yourself. Praise God. So plan exercise, set an alarm. If you are someone who walks sitting down, set an alarm. God help me. I know I do these things and you snooze the alarm. But we need to start implementing this. Set up your alarm. Walk as much as possible. And let's know as we close that everything else loses value when health fails. Your health will not fail in Jesus' name. So don't wait to see that happen. Let us all take responsibility now. So exercise, of course, I'm not an expert in exercise, but walking has been said to be very good. Running kind of pounds your back. But if you walk or swim, they said that's one of the best exercises you can have because it's not stressing you, it's just normal. So let's remember to plan all these areas of life. We have to listen to this again to know all these things. These seven areas of life, they affect us and we engage in them day by day. Praise God. And I pray that as we begin to engage this, we will see ourselves maximizing life in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you have any question or contribution?
Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening.
I just wanted to mention a few things. Out of the seven things you said, we should plan. Okay. Which is financial, our financial life, spiritual life, exercise, eating, or sleep and rest. I can remember five.
Oh, okay.
So I think I've learned something today. Thank you very much.
That's it for today. Join next week. And I pray that we will never remain the same again. You know, the Bible says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Grace to begin to live the life of this word. We receive it today. Lord, I pray that you release it to everyone in the name of Jesus. And Father, we won't just be the hearers alone, but we'll be doers of all these things. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. See you next week, and let's get set for another impactful edition. Let's invite someone. Please invite someone, and you won't remain the same again. In Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.
The good success.com.